The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I always like emails that start like this because you know where it's going. Okay, let me start by saying I'm straight as an arrow.
Okay.
Right.
That's the reaction every time somebody would say something.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Bob.
Every arrow he's ever seen looks like the letter S.
So he says, I'm a 32-year-old guy, average build, like 7 or 8 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I met an older lady online. She's a 9 out of 10.
Yep.
I've been in a dry spell lately and have reached borderline perverted levels. Anyway, she says, hey, I'm having a few friends over for some drinks and a hot tub. Why don't you come by? Up until now, with us, it's just been kind of flirting and swapping nudes. So, of course, I'm down to meet. I show up. There are two couples there already in the hot tub. They were very loosey-goosey with each other's significant others, if you know what I mean. Uh-huh. So I figured, okay, what the hell? As long as I get to claim my prize tonight, then I don't judge. So the night goes on. Things get started. Things start getting a little wilder, and like I suspected, all of a sudden, a full-blown orgy is upon us.
Yeah.
So all is well to start. I had two women, and then the two guys were on the two other women, thinking because I'm the hot young stud there, the odds are in my favor for my dream cougar threesome.
Right.
Things progress. My lady is sitting on my face, enjoying my magic tongue stuff.
Jeez. Oh, thank you, Dave.
While I'm receiving pleasure from the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say, I am not a minute man. I've never gotten oral.
Yeah, we get it. We get
this crazy before.
Oh, no.
So things were coming to the point of no return. So I warned the girls, listen, I'm ready to go. So the lady jumps off, and when I look down.
No problem, man.
It's a dude.
I'll slow it down.
Yeah.
The old switcheroo.
I was so astonished and freaked out, but also couldn't stop what was about to happen.
Oh, no.
So you might have guessed, I finished.
Oh.
I know, I can hear you guys right now. I'm not proud to write this email. I have never told anyone about it. But she wants to meet up again with the same people, and I got to tell you, I'm thinking about it. I'm super straight, as I said, but yeah. I've never been serviced like that in my life.
You're not anymore.
Right. Now you're bisexual.
You're bisexual now. Welcome. He said, if I didn't look, it doesn't count, right?
If you want to go back for more,
I mean,
what? And that's fine.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a wild world out there now.
Yep.
If you don't want that to happen again, then you got to.
Then you don't. So he said, should I go again or cut my losses? Thanks, Anonymous.
Sounds like he liked it. I don't understand this question.
Do whatever you want. Yeah. I mean, go.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I mean, but just know that if you're like, hey, when's that guy going to get here? Then you're not quite as straight as you think.
Right. If you're thinking about it.
Yeah. You're like, man, that was good what that guy did to me. Then you're not quite as.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
Right.
Like, who cares?
No one cares?
Whatever feels good, dude.
As long as you're good with it.
I don't care what you do.
Then, you know, obviously no one in that room was judging you because they were all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you pleasure.
I feel like the face
was the block.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't know.
That was the setup.
That was a temple.
The old clam shades.
Yeah.
Clam shades.
Is the best.
You gotta beware of clam shades, man.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you're in a hot tub swinger party. Peek from behind the clam shades every now and again and make sure things are still legit.
Take a peek through the curtains.
Yeah.
Well, it's about timing, right? The face should be the last seat filled.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know, see what's going on first.
Yeah.
Fill everything else and then move forward.
Right. Exactly.
The switcheroo, though.
The old switcheroo.
But I feel like he's been thinking about that guy's mouth for a couple days now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. So this guy said, it's 2020, man. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. He's hetero flexible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good luck to you. And I guess enjoy male oral as much as you like.
Yeah.
Thanks for reaching out.
Apparently it's great.
Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We've had a lot of stories about idiots stealing cars through the years, but this, I believe, is a first.
Okay.
31-year-old guy, Tomzes Dimyk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tomzes, yes.
Tomzes.
It's T-O-M-A-Z-A-S-Z.
Tomas.
He was asking people for money outside a drugstore in Ewing, New Jersey the other day. It's kind of halfway between New York and Philly. 66-year-old woman, old broad, walks by, sweet little woman, gives him a dollar. But he didn't think that was enough. So when she got in her car, he jumped in and stole it while sitting on the old lady's lap.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, hi. I'm under here. Where are we going?
I'm waiting.
You just pipe down. I'm going to sit on you the whole way home.
Oh, boy.
That's crazy.
Real cramped.
He really wanted that car.
I couldn't bear my breath.
The poor old lady.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that?
My leg.
She was pinned under him and couldn't reach the brake, so there was nothing she should do, or could do, rather.
Yeah.
Some people saw it drive by them. An old lady underneath
him. I know. Call the police, baby.
Luckily, a couple of those people did call 911. They figured that wasn't right, that a man was sitting on an old lady driving a car.
Yeah, it's an odd thing to see.
Odd way to...
I believe I saw a homeless man sitting on an old lady driving that car.
Yeah.
He ended up getting into a high-speed chase with the cops, all while sitting on this old lady's lap.
Oh my God.
Tell you. Can't get a seatbelt around both of us.
You know she had hers on, I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right? Safety first.
I wonder how many, like, old lady farts that made her have.
Oh, so many.
He squeezed everything out of her.
Probably everything
out of her. Everything out of her. He eventually crossed the border into Pennsylvania, where they finally stopped the car, and they chased him down on foot. The woman he sat on was checked out by paramedics and gave a statement to the cops. Sounds like she's actually okay, like she wasn't injured.
Well, that's
maybe just some bruises or something, right?
Yeah, probably hit the Cracker Barrel. And
did he even know a lady was there?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably didn't even know.
It's like, these chairs are messed up.
Yeah, imagine she didn't even say anything.
Weird.
He's facing several charges. There's a photo of him up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out for yourself.
That's like the time the vagrant sat on me and stole my car. She's going to be telling stories.
Yeah, of course.
And she gave him money, too. Like, she actually gave him a dollar, which for an old lady is a lot of money.
Yeah, a dollar? Mm-hmm. She was trying to help. That's what sucks.
She didn't throw him a dime or something. She gave him a dollar bill.
Yeah.
And then she sat on and carjacked.
It sucks.
I've never heard of a carjacking where the person just sits on top of you.
No.
I think that's got to be a first.
Well, normally... it just wouldn't even work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your knees would
be... She must be fairly tiny, right, to make this work.
Oh my God.
There's no pictures of her that I saw.
Yeah, she doesn't want to reveal herself to the
press. That was pretty embarrassing. I was sat on by a homeless man.
No, don't
traumatized.
Photo. I'm not talking to the news.
Such a long drive.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Oh, listen, you're fake news. bad enough I'm in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's where she ended up, a long way away from home. Hopefully they gave her a ride. I don't think she'd be up to driving back herself, right?
No.
Not really feeling it. If you guys could get me a ride home, I was just sat on by a vagrant.
Smelly vagrant.
He smelled bad.
Look at that guy.
Ooh. Oh, yeah,
he's
so gross.
I wonder if... Oh, we don't need that.
$5.
She doesn't need to sing us the jingle, but I wonder if they have any more information in this story. Let's see here. I've got to sit through the dam.
I guess you're buying two now.
You have to buy two.
I get $5 two. That's a great deal.
Inflation.
So here it is.
Nobody was hurt, and a suspect is in custody, but it was touch and go today during a wild ride in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Live at Falls Township Police tonight is Action News reporter Bob Brooks. Bob, this is quite a tale to tell.
Well, Jim, the most wild part about this is how this man stole this woman's car and kidnapped her. He climbed in her car. She was the driver, and he sat right on top of her. It happened in the Ewing CVS parking lot. Two women in their 60s head back to their car after shopping this afternoon. The driver got in, and police say that's when 31-year-old Tomas Dimmick, who was panhandling here, approached the car window. Ewing Police Lieutenant Jeffrey Jacobs.
The male asked her for some money. She gave him a dollar. He wasn't happy with the dollar.
So he says Dimmick ripped the door open and stole the car, and the 66-year-old woman became trapped.
He forced the door open, sat on top of her, and drove the vehicle from the scene.
Now, luckily, there were witnesses here at the CVS, and they hopped in their cars in pursuit. They also called 911. And with the victim underneath him, Dimmick went speeding onto North Olden Avenue towards Trenton. Thanks to those witnesses following, Ewing police caught up with the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission on Stockton Street.
At that point, the suspect sees our officer approaching. Gets back onto Route 1 into Pennsylvania.
From there, it was across the bridge and into Falls Township. Finally, police say Dimmick lost control after hitting a road sign and bailed out at the intersection of Lincoln Highway and Tyburn Road. He was apprehended after a brief foot chase. And as for the victim, she tried to fight back, but with a grown man on top of her, she was overpowered.
She made several attempts to try to slide her foot under the suspect's legs to try to hit the brake.
Stop doing that.
Well, Jim Dimmick is being held here at the Falls Township Police Department. He's originally from Astoria, New York, and he has multiple outstanding warrants from the New York area.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That's not your first rodeo. It's just a bizarre scene, I'm sure. Yeah. So her old friend was just left there.
So she was able to call the police.
I was like, bingo tonight. I hope.
Maybe I could be in Pennsylvania by the time.
Oh my God, he's just sitting on you. I've got to get my jitterbug out. Law.
Yeah, they don't say what. I assume the friend wasn't in the car, right? They would have mentioned that. But so she was just left abandoned in the CVS parking lot.
Yeah. Her friend. Yes. What a wild scene. Her friend is just taken away.
With a dude on top of her?
We're having a fine time.
She's dead.
I'm pretty sure she's dead. That man sat right on her.
It's another one of my friends gone.
She was my pharmacy buddy.
Yeah.
We're on the same boat. Same outing, CVS. Get their incontinence panties or whatever.
66. Not that old.
Yeah, we
do make her a little older than she is.
Here.
I love the idea of her being into that newsman with the with the mustache.
Me too, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim the newsman? Oh, boy.
How much are tickets? To what, ma'am? Your mustache.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy a couple.
Yeah. Free ride tonight.
You raffle that thing off? Or?
My God.
That's a real scary moment.
Yeah.
Someone would jump on top of you and steal your car, yeah. And you wouldn't be able to get them off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We're off. It seems the craziest medical things in the world happen in Asia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Yeah. That's where this next story comes from. A man's bladder is torn apart because he held in his piss for 18 hours after he drank 10 bottles of beer and passed out. It ripped his bladder apart.
It's too long.
I'm surprised he didn't just, like, your body didn't make him just piss himself, like...
You know, I remember being young and I had to go to some function. It was like you were inside an auditorium and I was in like the front row. And before the whole thing took off, I realized I had to pee really bad. And then the thing took forever. It was taking forever and ever. And by the time I got a chance to go to the bathroom, I could barely walk. During the thing, I had to reach down and undo the button of my pants. Ooh. Because it hurt so bad.
Right. Oh, my God.
And it's probably the closest I ever let myself come to my bladder
exploding. Yeah.
But I mean, and what was crazy about it is when I finally made it to the urinal, and believe me, I was walking slow, I couldn't go right away.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The pain was so intense. I was like, okay, let's go. Like, what's going on here? And then, like, after seconds, I was like, oh, my God, thank God.
I think we've all been in a position where we've had to hold it for a long time.
Way too long.
If you're in a car,
oh.
And you can't stop. It's
you think you're
going to
pee yourself any second. So this guy is in eastern China. He suffered 3 severe bladder tears from holding urine for 18 hours. 40-year-old guy, known by his surname Hugh, allegedly fell into a deep sleep after drinking over 10 bottles of beer without going to the toilet once. Medics were shocked to find that Mr. Hugh's bladder had burst with 3 tears when he was rushed to the hospital. The incident came to light after a man sought medical attention at the Zhuji People's Hospital of Zhaozhang in eastern China. He had gone out, they say, drank at least 10 bottles of beer, then fell asleep and hadn't used the toilet once since he started drinking. He was rushed to the hospital, though, after he woke up with severe abdominal pain. He wasn't even able to lay flat due to the extreme pain and the tensed abdominal muscles. He tried to release the urine, but failed after multiple attempts. After conducting a CAT scan, the medics discovered that his bladder had been torn apart with 3 holes. And, of course, because it's China, they do show you the pictures of that.
Jesus Christ.
One of the tears had even opened up towards his abdominal cavity and caused part of his intestines to enter the bladder.
You don't want that, I'm guessing.
You don't. Yeah. Nope. Mr. Hu was immediately scheduled to undergo an operation to fix his bladder following the doctor's shocking discovery, they say. There's more pictures of it there. The surgeon said the man could be in a life-threatening condition if his bladder repairs weren't done in time.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, he did recover. After being discharged, he had a full recovery. Despite these cases being kind of rare, the local hospital says every year they receive at least 1 patient like him who suffers a ruptured bladder from holding urine in too long, mainly after drinking.
Wow.
Now, our bladders are flexible. They can increase in size as fluids are consumed, but they do have a limited capacity, somewhere between 350 to 500 milliliters, depending on the person. But an intoxicated person may not feel the need to urinate after the nerve system is suppressed by the alcohol, and that's when the bladder is at risk of bursting from being excessively stretched.
Because I was kind of on the same page as you, Andy, especially if you pass out drunk, I would have thought you just peed yourself.
Yeah, your body would just release it, I thought, but not this guy.
No, because you drink so much that under a normal situation, when you aren't drinking and your nerves are all functioning correctly, you would probably just wet yourself, right? But because everything's kind of all, basically your whole body's drunk.
Yeah.
Doesn't work the
same.
You
always hear about people peeing themselves when they drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's least here in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
They do a lot of peeing.
Oh, everybody pees in the bed, yeah. Yeah, I know.
In USA.
Americans just pee yourselves.
Now you know you're in the home
piss
of the street.
Big and piss everywhere. That's what happens, America.
We pee ourselves here.
You ain't a man.
What's wrong with
you
over there in Wuhan? Wow, the thing's wrong with you guys. Here we just go ahead and pee ourselves.
Be a man. Piss your own bed.
Freedom.
Freedom.
You know what that smells like? Freedom.
Yeah, that's right.
I was the guy who, you know, when we go to commercial break here, I always kind of generally go pee because I drink a lot. I try to drink a lot of fluids during the show. But I read like you shouldn't, like you only go when you need to go. I would go when I had a chance to go and kind of force myself.
I always need to go because I drink so much water and coffee.
But they say that's not good for you. Like you have to go when you need to go. Not when you can.
Right.
So like when it's urgent, let it get urgent.
Right. Let it.
I'm paranoid though of being stuck talking and not being able to go.
Oh, I've had some moments.
It's the worst.
Distracting and painful.
I had to use like almost telekinesis to keep myself from peeing in here.
What happens to me a lot of times when I have to pee super bad is when we go to commercial break, but then like three people have to
pee.
They have to tell me, like, hey, this big thing is coming up later. This is what we have to, you have to make sure that this happens or whatever. And then all of a sudden I look down and I'm like, oh my God, I have 45 seconds and there's no way I'm going to be able to pee. And then we have to do another full thing. And that's really bad. That's really bad. Because when you can only, like, you're trying to talk, but all you can think about.
It's not good.
Is how bad you have to pee.
Yeah.
During that, we had that Zoom virtual meet and greet thing. Yes. And I had to pee, of course. I'm like, I had to pee, you know, in the middle of it. Yeah. So we took a break. But so I had my little AirPod things on. And can you hear, like, if I was to take that to the bathroom, could you have still heard? Is there a microphone on there? Like, you could have heard?
I don't know, but I don't think it wasn't set up, like, were you talking through it into your computer?
No,
or was your computer picking up your audio?
I was listening in the headphones, but the computer was picking up my audio.
I wasn't sure how it all worked and all the things we've talked about. So I could hear Ken still talking. I'm walking down the hall. My house is very strange. You're all talking, like, and then I realized, oh my God, what if they can hear me? So I took my headphones and threw them in the hall.
That's fine.
And
ran to the bathroom. That's fine. That's probably smart.
Yeah, you ain't hearing me, tinkle bitch.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know how that.
You're on the Apple computer with
so
the.
Oh my god.
That'd have been a wild time.
I would have been like.
Because I already felt like you were all in my house, which was really weird.
Yeah.
And that would have not been good.
Yeah, Lisa just had to go for a second.
She'll be back, I'm sure.
Did you guys hear this?
God.
Is that Lisa?
Yes.
Lisa's peeing.
She doesn't know.
She peeing or she pouring a drink?
Oh my God, which one is it? Her drinks are huge.
I did have a drink. That's why I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
oh, Lisa.
I don't think we should have heard that. Oh, Chuck. I guess Chuck has to go too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is going to take your headphones off.
Oh, no. Chuck.
Chuck, we can hear you.
I was going to put these headphones right down on the ground.
Throw them in the hallway.
Yeah.
Chuck! Come on! Come on, Chuck!
Jesus. I think he's taking them off.
My God, what did he eat?
What do you got, your butt mic'd?
Is he eating those leftover Franks?
Dude!
Hey, I'm back!
What did I miss?
Okay, yeah. I left.
Oh, my God. That would have killed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pee thing, you would have just went purple and turned off your computer, and we never would have heard from you the rest of the thing.
Yeah.
But, Chuck.
I don't know what happened. I lost the connection.
Yeah, my internet died.
My Wi-Fi is down.
She'd make her own noises and just press end.
When you took the break during that thing, here's a confession.
Okay.
So I was wearing gym shorts the whole time, but button-up shirt.
So I was casual
on the bottom, you know?
Yeah.
But then you took your break, and I was like, oh, yeah, I could go outside and smoke a cigarette, but I was too scared to get up and reveal
that you were in your gym shorts.
So I just sat there and waited.
Aww.
Yeah.
No one
I was like,
cared.
Yeah, me too.
Better sit down.
I'm in a real pickle.
Yeah, you could have shimmied.
That's what I thought about. And then little bitty Jean Green was going off a lot during that, too. Yeah. I had to sit there and pet her, because whenever I pay attention to...
I was hoping she would make more of an appearance on there.
Well, she was down by my legs, right? And I was just like, I don't know.
And Molly was on my feet the whole time, too.
Yeah, but she gets really, like, needy when I'm talking to my computer. She's like, I think she thinks I have mental health issues.
Why are you talking to that thing?
Yeah, what is that box you're talking to?
Jameson wouldn't be on my lap. Like, he wouldn't just be fine down there. I'd have to be giving him attention.
Yeah.
So I didn't think that would be the manliest Zoom call.
I'm, like, sitting there doing the Zoom call.
Petting a small dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitty Jean's just like, hey. Pet my face. Yeah. Pet my face.
Yo!
Pet me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you right now on the Dave and Chuck lines. Have your kids ever ratted you out? Maybe even got you in trouble with the cops, your own kids? If they have and you've got a story to share, you can reach out on the Dave and Chuck lines at 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. Email, too, is email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com because a young Michigan kid accidentally got his parents ticketed during a day of boating. They were out on a lake the other day. Josh Boudreau, who was with the Department of Natural Resources, saw a little kid get so excited. He just caught a walleye.
Okay.
So he goes over to them. He, goes next to the boat, congratulates the kid on his catch. He explained to the boy what a conservation officer actually does. And the kid said, "Awesome! My mommy and daddy actually don't have life jackets."
Oh, he ratted him out. Oh, no.
The officer at first thought he meant the parents just weren't wearing them, but he hopped on board to do a quick inspection and found, nope, they didn't have any life jackets at all on board.
That's
luckily, the kids had theirs on.
Yeah. Oh.
But the folks were cited for failing to maintain or carry safety equipment on their boat because their little guy ratted them out.
Jeez, that kid sang like a canary. Sure did.
They should have life jackets on their boats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they should.
No doubt. I've been on many boats with people that weren't the most responsible, and they always had all the life jackets.
Yeah.
On their boats.
Yeah. I mean, they're never in them. They don't ever have them on, but you have to have them on in there.
In case something happens,
yeah.
You can grab it.
He's like, "You're not down there by the guns. You're not down there by
the guns. They have illicit drugs in one of the side panels.
He has like Christmas snow, but it's in bags. It's like Christmas decoration snow. He's got like a whole mess of it down there.
They sniff it all the time. They're like sniffing it to make sure, I guess, it smells good.
They tell me it's because they're trying to smell Christmas.
Yeah. Mom and Dad are so weird.
They're a weird bunch. But they're just going to die in a horrible boating accident. Because
after they sniff the snow, we go real fast.
And Dad really cranks it. It's really crazy.
That's the kind of kid he would do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's the kind of guy. There are those kids that are like do-gooders, and somehow they end up with parents that aren't.
Yeah. Like you.
Like kind of a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't want to sell myself out, but a bit like me. My parents, I believe, got up to some no good stuff.
Oh, that's why they had to put you in front of the TV, because they were like, "Listen, with Dave, we can't let the wee David even close."
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they did some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, and I don't want to know all the details.
I know.
It seems like you would have ratted your parents out. Oh,
come on. I don't know if
I... No, I know. Maybe.
They got some wacky tobacco.
Not on purpose.
My dad, I know, would have killed me.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So you had the fear
of my dad.
So this kid with the life jackets didn't have any kind of...
He mustn't have had any kind of fear of his parents, because he just sold them right out. The closest one of my kids has ever come, luckily, I mean, I'm luckily not doing illegal stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I told them to... like, and I mentioned to them, and I've said this before, we were going into a buffet like thing at a theme park or something, and they didn't eat anything at the time. Literally, they would have like two nuggets and a French fry, but they were just a little bit old. I think that was like 9 and up, you had to pay adult, right?
Right.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, you guys, you're 9 and you're 7.
Mm. Yeah.
And so we get up to the counter and you pay before you go in, and the woman's like, "And how old are you guys?" And Zane's like, "Get 12.
Oh,
12.
Yeah.
I'm like, 9.
No. Full price it is.
Yep. You little bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look like you. I bet that's embarrassing.
Yeah, because I was like two adults, two kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then she double checked the little conniving little cashier.
She's like, somebody's a liar.
I know, because my kids are incredibly tall. They always
are. Yeah, they're kind of the wrong kids to try and pull that move off with.
I guess, yeah.
You know?
You're 6'3" and you're nine?
Yeah, nine.
You're 9 years
He's
old.
He's big for his age.
Wow.
He is big for his age.
This guy said, I was the child who got my parent in trouble. I had accidentally told my therapist that I smoked weed with my mom and her boyfriend when I was 14. It was actually the catalyst of me getting removed from my mom's care. Oh, damn. Well, I mean, we can't.
Yeah.
Can't be family weed hour.
Family weed hour.
Might have worked out, though.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe it was for the
Maybe
best.
Maybe it worked out.
Let's hope it was for the best.
Man, that was a mean therapist.
Well, I guess it's their responsibility, right?
Yeah, I guess
Who knows, you're 14. Who knows why he was in there?
You never know what led him there in the first place.
I have no idea what they're trying to get to the bottom of.
The question we have for you right now, have your kids ever ratted you out, maybe even gotten you in trouble with the cops? If they have, 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. This person texted saying a friend of mine's 15-year-old daughter was pissed at him for grounding her. So she made an anonymous tip that he was selling weed, which he was. So the police did a welfare check, and they found a couple of pounds of weed and some cocaine. Ooh. He actually ended up going to jail for a couple of nights and was on probation for a couple of years.
Damn.
I guess we didn't do this stuff because we had that fear, though.
Like, well, Chuck, also, dad wasn't selling weed.
Well, he wasn't selling weed. But
yeah.
You wouldn't have even, if he was doing something even stupidly illegal, you wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have been like, I'm going to tell the cops.
Right.
Because I knew I will be killed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because my dad, I would, if I even made a threat, where I was like, I'm going to call the police or something. He'd be like, call the police, boy, because you're going to need them. But I guarantee they'll just be carrying out your body.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I knew, like, he would tell me, he's like, how far away do you think the cops are?
I'm like, I don't know, a couple miles or something. It's going to take him a good solid couple of minutes to get here. You think I need more than 2 minutes?
And so I knew. I just remember seeing cops as a kid.
I was like, my dad's way scarier than those guys.
These guys are nothing. They're so nice.
Super nice.
Yeah. Someone said, we crossed the border to Windsor from Detroit when my son was little with his daycare for the 4th of July fireworks. The moms went early with the kids. The dads came later. While they were waiting for us, a mounted officer came up and asked my wife if there was any alcohol in her cooler. My son spoke up saying, yeah, we got some beer for my dad when he gets here. Would you like one? The officer looked at my wife, smiled, shook his head and said, oh, no, thank you. But just please keep it out of sight. My wife was so embarrassed, but the officer ended up being totally cool.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool guy.
Like that the kid offered the beer. It's very polite.
You want some? You want some high grain corn liquor? They got a bunch of that. One of the top lessons that I probably taught my kids, one of the first things was crossing the border and being like, shut your mouth
right.
This whole entire time. Don't you dare even open your mouth. Because they'll do dumb stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a lot of times you're going to cross the border. Let's say you have, you know, if I'm bringing home like leftover turkey, so whatever, right? And so they're like, do you have anything? I'm like, no, I don't have anything. And then my kid would be like, what about all the leftover turkey stuff in the back? What about that couple of guests or whatever that they get? So you can't. If you have kids, if you have kids, you just got to be 1,000% honest whenever you're going through. It's like, well, I have 4 pieces of licorice.
Yeah.
Right, you gotta lay everything out.
What else we got in here, kids? What else?
Yeah, when I had to declare those eggs, what are those called?
Kinder eggs.
Oh, yeah. The Kinder eggs. Oh my God, you're lucky you didn't get arrested.
I know.
They're illegal here.
Illegal.
Canadian Kinder eggs.
Yeah, there's something different about the Canadian ones, right?
Well, they're just in a chocolate egg, and unfortunately,
there's plastic inside them or something?
Yeah, there's a toy inside. You, like, crack it open, and there's a toy inside, but many people have just eaten them.
Toys you build, so, like, tiny pieces you assemble.
Oh, my God.
So, like, choke, chokeity, choke.
And they've stopped doing that over there?
No, they still do it. Yeah, they're allowed over there because we figured out how to take it out of the chocolate.
Oh, okay.
And not eat it at the same time, but in the States, they're banned.
They're like, how do you do it without eating it?
Exactly.
I'm so varieties that are allowed in the States now.
Are they?
I've seen the ones that are in the plastic shell. You got to peel it open. It's like not the same.
Oh, really? Like you peel it open and then there's like a layer of chocolate and you crack the chocolate around and the chocolate is built like around a plastic egg. And then you open up the plastic egg and then there's little pieces inside.
Yeah. So the question is, how did your kid rat you out? We're off to, is it Tressa? Can't really see the whole name there. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you? What's your story?
I'm good. So my story is that about when I was like 3 years old, me and my mom were hanging out with her friend, and them two were like really close best friends, and I was asking her like what the B word was. And she was questioning, you know, like, where'd you hear that? And she was all, and I told her, I was like, well, you call her that all the time.
So right in front of her friend?
Oh, no.
Boy.
That's brutal.
My mom's face turned the brightest pink I have ever seen in my life. And let me tell you, I got it when I went home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yep.
I'm actually having a flashback to one moment with Zane's the one that's always, Aiden always has kept his mouth shut. Zane would rat out anything.
Yeah.
So Amber, you know, at Christmas time, she always kept like a couple of wrapped gifts in the front closet in case someone popped by with something that she wasn't prepared for.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a little, oh, hey, we got something for you too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So someone came over and they brought some gifts for the kids. And Zane goes, oh, Mom, now you can give her that gift because she brought us gifts.
Ratted
out her whole plan. Ratted out the plan. And Amber's like, no, that's not what I was doing. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Mom, go to the emergency gift.
It's your emergency gift.
It was a very awkward.
Yeah, that's super awkward.
When you realize that, you know, we didn't get you anything. But we'll give you this undescript gift from the closet.
Right.
Someone said my cousin's son ratted on him. He got pulled over for speeding. And when he got pulled over, he did get a ticket for seatbelt violation. Only because the son said, yeah, he never wears a seatbelt and he always drives really fast.
Oh, my God.
I would love to tape the moments when the cop pulls away. The conversations.
I don't think cameras are rolling.
No, they're not, but I know what my dad did. That's when he reached for the old Tram and Lou anniversary bat.
Go after the knees?
Yep. Your ankles and knees were pulverized.
That would hurt so bad.
Oh, it did. It did. You had to be quick.
This person said,
lock it with your shoe.
My son ratted out my wife. He said that one of our uncles was over at the house several times. Said, well, I don't have any brothers. Neither does she.
Oh, no.
Find out the uncle he was talking about is a UPS guy that would stop by once in a while.
Oh, boy.
Seems she was getting some special deliveries while I was at work.
Oh, man, that sucks. So
needless to say, I ended up with the kids, and she's been paying ever since.
We use FedEx now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I no longer use them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's,
at least that kid ratted him out or ratted her out. For that.
Natalie's with us next, joining us from Ontario. Hey, Natalie, how are you?
Hey there. Penis. So my cousin and my aunt, this is back in the 90s. We didn't need a passport to cross the border. So they were going from Buffalo to Niagara, and my cousin, as a toddler, told the Border Patrol agent that my aunt was not her mother and that her name was a completely different name. So the Border Patrol had to pull them over, and things got ironed out, but she definitely got in trouble for a second there.
So how old was she when she did this, and what was she, was just joking around? What was the point of it?
She was about, I want to say 4 or 5, and she had this attitude problem at the time where you're not the boss of me. Don't tell me what to do.
Yes.
Oh, Chuck knows Chuck that knows. Well. Chuck yeah, knows that well that. With all little Stella. About that.
Huh. You don't know what she might do.
Thank goodness Stella's never done. I mean, although she has evil powers
she's
to wield,
threatened.
She's threatened. She's never actually wielded them against you in that manner, right?
No, but also she knows she could do something like, so we're going to cross the border. I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. My silence will only cost you 5 Robux.
Oh, my God.
She bribes you?
Like, that's more, she's more diabolical like that. She's like, simple $5.
For $5, you can cross this border with no issues at all. For nothing, you can take your chances and see what happens. It's up to you.
So, do you call her bluff or do you pay up?
God. Oh, I pay up.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
You're strong-armed at that point.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 10.
I'm like, no, not 10. That's too much.
5 it is.
What's a Robux?
She plays a game called Roblox.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a game for like kids. And, you know, you use them to you use bucks to buy dumb stuff in the game.
Yeah.
So, if I'm in a jam.
I thought it was like money to use against her brother.
No, Rowan. No. No, real
Rowan buck.
Real Rowan bucks. Real money, game currency.
I was like, Rowan has a cryptocurrency?
No.
Robux?
Robux. I wish.
And she did. Yeah. Taking more of your calls here. When did your kids rat you out? What happened? Curtis is up next. Hi, Curtis.
Hey, guys. How's it going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Yeah, I got my parents questioned a little bit back in, I think it was second grade, pretty young. My teacher had to report to administration and called my parents into the school because there's no reason a second grader should know how to spell the word whiskey correctly.
Uh-oh.
Whiskey. W-H-I. Nailed it.
What did it end up?
That's a hard one, but I know it.
How did you know it?
So, my dad's a huge Western fan, and in the movie Unforgiven, there's a town called Big Whiskey, and we had a couple years previously just bought a cabin up north and named it Big Whiskey.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, luckily, yeah. that's
the explanation.
From
the bar.
Yeah.
Not the from booth, don't hit the house.
Not from go get your daddy a whiskey.
Hennessy.
That's hilarious.
He smells every brand.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Tanqueray. Absinthe. A-B-S.
The alcoholic spelling bee. DJ is with us next. Hi, DJ.
Marijuana.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. When did your kids rat you out?
Well, anyway, it wasn't really a rat out, but we was in Walmart. My son was acting out like he always did. He's 12 now, but he was 3 or 4 at the time. Anyway, he was acting out. I told my wife, I'm going to take him to the car. You finish shopping. I picked him up, and I kind of held him close to me and over my shoulder, and he was screaming from the back of Walmart to the front of Walmart, "Somebody, please help me."
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
I got him in the car. I slammed the door at that time. 6 women followed me outside. Yeah, that was the cops never showed up, but it was very frustrating at the moment.
So you could have stolen a kid that day, I guess.
Yes.
You would have gotten away with it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's fairly crazy. I feel like they still should ask you. Even though it's your own kid, you still should be stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I saw like a whole video on that. No one stops people.
Yeah.
Because that happens.
They just
often
assume that the kid's lying or whatever.
Someone said my daughter was trying to get attention in school. She had a mark on her face from playing with the puppy. She told her friends it was from her dad. I ended up getting visited by Child Protective Services. Had to meet with them a couple of times.
Oh, my God.
Listen, when Stella fell and broke her arm, that was a real touch-and-go moment for me when they were like, oh, what happened? How did that happen, little girl?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, she fell. And they're like, shut up, Dad. Like, how did it happen, little girl?
Oh, wow. I see we're in a predicament. How did it happen? My memory is a little hazy. Father? Do you know where Roblox is right now?
I could use a few Robux. Anyway, I just fell.
And I'm on my phone buying them.
That's scary, like, dude. Yeah. Like, yeah. Imagine the nightmare that would cause in your life if she actually said, oh, yeah, he pushed me.
Oh, yeah.
That's all she would have to say, right? And then, that, boom.
Yeah.
Like, huge investigation.
That's why they ask.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's why they ask. Luckily, she didn't lie or anything that day. Thank God.
Yeah. We're talking about when your kids ratted you out for something, and Cliff's with us next. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right, man. What's your comment? What happened?
So when I was like about 9 years old, my mom took me to go see Friday, the first one.
Yeah, okay.
So you know the character Smokey. You know what he does in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in the packed movie theater, I decided to say, hey, that's what Daddy does. And my mom, she just looked at me and laughed.
Well, thank God it was just with your mom in the theater.
Yeah, right?
In front of the cops or anything.
But it was a packed movie theater. Everybody got a laugh out of it.
Well, that's good. Thanks for calling in, dude. You have a good day. Paul's up next in Boston. Hey, Paul.
Hey, yeah, so another one like the caller before who could spell whiskey. My daughter was about 3 years old. I was taking her to preschool. And just teaching her words and rhyming and stuff. And so she wanted to show off to her teacher. So when we get there, I said, okay, here's one. I am the dad and you are the daughter. When daddy gets thirsty, he always drinks woo. And she yelled out, whiskey! And nobody laughed. The teachers didn't say good job or anything. And later that evening, I guess the teachers secretly called my wife.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh man.
I never want a secret call.
No, secret calls equal trouble.
Yeah, secret call to the wife.
Someone said when I was younger, there was a car accident in front of my house. My dad went out there and said the cars hit our fence after the crash and he wanted them to pay for it. Well, I ran out there and I interrupted my dad saying, no, Dad, the fence was already broken. He was pissed because he was trying to get away with the free fence.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Well, Dad, what are you talking about?
Got your facts wrong. Just like to step in if you guys are interested in the truth.
Little bastard.
Jeez, I realize I might have done that almost exact same thing.
To your dad?
When I burned their house almost down or whatever, and the insurance guy was coming through, and when I was... before I burned their kitchen down, I used to melt my hockey sticks to put a nice bend in them the way that I like them.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a layer of, like, I don't know, some kind of hot wax or something. Well, some dripped onto their floor and burned all these little holes into their floor. And when the insurance guy came by, he was like, oh, I see you've got some floor damage here. And my dad's like, looks like it. He's like, looks like there is some floor burns or
something. I was like, oh no, that's when I and he gave me a look. He's like, boy. I was like,
looks like floor damage to me.
Burned up the whole floor.
No, that's really damaged.
Chuck, you were a disaster.
Oh my God, a nightmare.
You only
a
couple times. Ruined their house.
Only a couple times. Burnt their kitchen down, oh destroyed God. Their floors.
I bet they were so glad when you moved out.
Only a couple
out.
Times.
And then they moved back in a couple years later.
Yeah. Then I burned some more stuff.
Oh my God. You burn the kitchen down while you're on the toilet.
French fries, he has to poop and forgets about them.
No, I didn't forget about it. I knew they were cooking. I was like, those things are gonna be
done and they're gonna be crisp. And it's gonna taste so, what is this smoke?
Fire! Also, I look at it this way. Yes, I caused the fire, but I also put it out.
Yeah, and you got them a new kitchen, right?
Yeah.
So that's good, but still.
Still, they had to go through the whole drama of the fire.
Oh, my God.
Someone said, a creepy guy lived across the street from us when I was younger, and my mom would always say, hey, never talk to him. Well, one day I was outside, and I screamed, I'm not allowed to talk to you! My mom was so embarrassed.
Oh.
This person said, it wasn't my child that ratted me out, but my grandson. Took me to my doctor's appointment with me, and the nurse asked me how much caffeine I drink. I said, I got about two bottles of Diet Pepsi a day. My grandson then speaks up and says, why don't you tell her how many beers you drink? Because you drink way more beers and whiskey than you do Pepsi.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
My grandma's a downer kind of person. She's not so much into uppers.
Yeah.
She doesn't like stimulants. She's trying to forget things.
And Russ is with us. Hey, Russ, how are you?
Hey, penis and balls, Lisa.
Balls.
Penis.
Hey, there you go. Every summer we'd go to Canada on a trip to visit my mom's parents, grandparents. 8 or 9 years old, and all I had on my mind was to bring my BB gun to go shoot on the farm. And so we're crossing over Windsor, mm-hmm. and get the Border Patrol, and they ask any alcohol, to whatever, they ask tobacco, firearms, and my dad says no. And then I'm in the back seat and pipe up, well, what about my gun in the trunk? And it was the all-day process of tearing the car apart. I just remember the shame. I still feel it. I just, you know. Oh, and then when they found out it's a BB gun, I don't remember what happened, but it was not pretty for me.
Oh, my goodness.
No. What about my gun in the trunk?
What about that huge arsenal?
Yeah.
Pull over out of the car!
Oh, geez. Uh-oh. He's like, it's fine. They gave me ice cream while we waited.
Yeah. Imagine being the kid and you walk out and, like, your dad's seats are out of the car.
Oh, my God.
Or you're just sitting there eating an ice cream cone and then you see him get maced.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Or they pull him inside for a cavity inspection.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to be piping hot.
It's not going to be good.
Got any more Eskimo pies?
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.